Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about where your money could really grow. Today we're diving deep into Unity Software, ticker U, the company powering real-time 3D experiences from games to industrial applications. Unity has been through quite the roller coaster since going public, and with its latest results showing revenue growth alongside some painful impairment hits, there's a lot to unpack for long-term investors. Let's get into the full picture of where this stock stands right now and what could drive it forward. At its core, Unity builds the tools developers use to create, run, and monetize interactive 3D content across platforms. Think of it as the engine behind many popular games, plus expanding into automotive, architecture, and even training simulations. CEO Matthew Bromberg is steering the ship with a focus on streamlining operations after the IronSource acquisition and some divestitures. The company operates globally with a strong presence in the US, Europe, and Asia, and it's been working to sharpen its edge in AI-assisted development and cloud-based tools. Breaking down the top line, Unity's recent fiscal year showed Create Solutions bringing in about $621 million, while Grow Solutions contributed over $1.2 billion, highlighting how the monetization and services side is really carrying momentum. Geographically, the United States accounted for roughly $518 million, EMEA around $601 million, Greater China $334 million, and the rest spread across Asia-Pacific and other Americas regions. This mix shows resilience even as gaming cycles fluctuate. On the earnings front, the first quarter came in with revenue up 17% year-over-year, which beat the company's own raised guidance, yet EPS landed at a loss that missed estimates by a penny. EBITDA improved nicely thanks to cost discipline, but one-time impairment charges tied to winding down certain assets pushed net losses wider. Over the full year, revenue reached about $1.85 billion, with gross margins holding steady near 59%, a sign the underlying business is stabilizing, even if profitability remains a work in progress. Management commentary from the latest call emphasized cautious optimism around new AI features and industry partnerships, noting that core operations showed real resilience despite macro headwinds in gaming. They highlighted the strategic overhaul as a path to higher margin growth and flagged short-term disruptions from portfolio pruning, but stressed that long-term competitive positioning looks stronger with expanded reach into non-gaming verticals. Looking at the balance sheet, Unity holds over $2 billion in cash against $3.3 billion in total liabilities, giving it decent liquidity with a current ratio near 1.95. Free cash flow turned strongly positive last year at over $400 million, a big improvement from prior periods, though operating losses persist. The income statement shows gradual revenue recovery after earlier declines, and the company continues to invest heavily in R&D, while managing debt levels that remain manageable relative to equity. From a valuation standpoint, Unity trades at a forward multiple in the mid-40s on next year's estimates, which is rich compared to peers, but reflects hopes for margin expansion. Price to sales sits around 6x trailing revenue, and with no dividend, investors are purely betting on growth and eventual profitability. Relative to the broader software application space, the stock looks expensive on earnings, but more reasonable if the turnaround story plays out over the next few years. Strengths include that solid Q4 beat and expanding partnerships that position Unity well for recovery. Weaknesses center on ongoing net losses and the drag from past acquisitions. Opportunities lie in AI tools and non-gaming markets, while threats come from intense competition and valuation compression if growth disappoints. Overall, the swap points to a high-risk, high-reward setup where execution on cost control and new revenue streams will decide the outcome. Over the past year, the shares have dropped more than 34%, with even steeper losses across 3 and 6 months, underperforming both the software industry and broader tech sector. Short-term moves have been volatile, swinging on guidance updates and market sentiment, but the longer 5-year chart shows a massive drawdown from post-IPO highs, leaving plenty of room for rebound if fundamentals improve. When we run the intrinsic value lens using a discounted cash flow approach with conservative 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth, the model points to a fair value around 10.63 per share. That's well below the current trading level, suggesting the market is pricing in more aggressive recovery assumptions than the base case supports. Comparing that to recent analyst targets hovering near $32, there's a clear gap between street optimism and what the cash flow math delivers today. For patient investors, this could mean waiting for better entry points or watching closely for evidence that free cash flow can sustain higher growth rates than the model assumes. All told, Unity remains a speculative name with genuine potential in the 3D content space, but it needs consistent execution to justify its valuation. Keep an eye on upcoming quarters for margin progress and new deal wins. If you're thinking about adding it to a diversified portfolio, size your position carefully and consider dollar cost averaging on dips. Thanks for watching. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll catch you in the next one.